Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason. What's in your pocket? What is that? What do you got
it's
there?
My notes.
Oh, you got your notes. Yes, the notes for the show or just notes in general?
I do have... This is notes for life.
Yeah.
You mentioned this last week as well. I've always had this. You've just not noticed it before.
I disagree.
Because my memory is shot, so I can't remember anything anymore.
Ah.
So it's anything. If it's like, buy milk, I have to write it down.
I meant like the bit of paper in front of it, though.
Oh, that's a work schedule, but this was just the day's things, which will be transferred into the book at a certain point.
This is great content.
Yeah, but I do have... Like, it's a whole bunch. It's pages and pages and pages, but I have started a Weekly Planet... I've started a Weekly Planet one, and it just says, Batman Damned. Yeah. That's my one note of things to note this week.
I would love to get into that, yeah. And we will.
Well, I've written Batman D, brackets, Amd, because it's mostly about Batman's D, correct.
Yeah. We'll get into that, but just quickly, our charity campaign has hit the target of $40,000.
We didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything. We did some bonus stuff, which went up for people who donated. There's a room tour. There's some bonus podcasts from the likes of Tofop and Do Go On. We've done a Q&A that's like an hour 45 or something. We're doing another one. Maybe not this week because I'm going away.
Aww.
But soon.
Jet setter.
But yeah, so basically, thanks. It's awesome.
Yeah,
that means terrific. Over the last 3 years, we've raised...
$120,000.
Yeah, US or Australian. I don't know. A denomination, an amount of money,
yep.
And it's just incredible. Yeah. There's probably going to be a couple more weeks to donate if you choose to, and then we're shutting it down for the year, and then everybody has to go home.
So what if you're already at home?
That's
fine. Do I have to go home?
Yeah, you have to go home right now.
Huh.
So me and the dog are taking
this. I've really settled in here.
Yeah, okay,
and I just ate half a pizza, so I'm kind of...
All right, fine.
I'm fading fast, I'll
you
be honest
can
with
stay.
You. I'm not going to last an hour. I won't lie to you.
Also, just quickly... We were going to do a versus episode this week, except there is a shit ton of news.
Yeah, right.
Like, way more than normal. And I don't think we'd be able to do a proper episode on it if we did all this and then the versus. So we'll push it back till next week. Also, we thought maybe we'll streamline the process of sending the versuses in. Because people who don't know, it's two separate characters. They appear opposite ends of a standard American football field and then they fight. They can be fictional,
again, we've never been on a standard American football field or even near one. We don't know what they look like really, but we're just...
But we love it.
We love the idea of it.
Yes.
So, and then they fight.
Exactly.
And we determine the winner.
That's right.
But look, we got people were very nice enough to send in options from all corners of the internet. So we've got them on Twitter. We've got them on Facebook. We've got them on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. We've got them in the emails. We've got them all over the place.
Yep.
Reddit. So we should probably streamline it.
Consolidate.
Yeah, maybe just Twitter.
Yeah. But should we do a hashtag?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
What should the hashtag be? Should we just do a Weekly Planet pod? We'll just keep it like that.
Let's do SH Showdown.
Okay, good.
SH Showdown.
Hashtag SH Showdown. So maybe we'll do that. There's a Reddit thread going, so that's in one place,
yep,
which is good. And maybe one Planet Broadcasting Great Mates.
We'll put up a master thread on that, and then we'll put them all together.
You just run a search, and we'll go off that. So that way, we'll hopefully we won't go mad. from all the wonderful ideas, Mason.
You say hopefully we won't go mad, but you've been scratching at your leg for like 10 minutes.
Because I'm going mad, Mason. Yeah, I said hopefully we won't go mad. I didn't say we wouldn't.
Okay, right.
The other thing is also we're doing ultimatums as well, which is basically scenarios, what-if scenarios.
Uh-huh.
The more ridiculous, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we love examples that are like two characters that aren't, you'd think would be a good match. So it's not necessarily like one version of Batman versus a different version of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I love the off-kilter, out-of-the-box
stuff. Same.
But also, do those ones too, if you want.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do the show. Mason, it was a great week for seeing Batman's dick.
Absolutely.
I think it might have been the best week in history, if I had to think about it, which I am, and I will, and I do.
I can't, I mean, this is very, it's momentous, isn't it?
I think it's probably since the Schumacher era of Batman Codpiece.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we got nipples back in the day.
Yeah.
Plenty of bat butt.
Plenty of bat butt. You could probably see Adam West's dick through his tights.
And out
episodes.
Of his tights.
Sure.
But a lot of people, you know, because that TV series introduced Aunt Harriet.
Yes.
Because people, apparently because people were afraid that Batman and Robin would be perceived as gay. And so there has to be, but it wasn't Batman's girlfriend or anything, or Robin's girlfriend. It was just introduce a busybody who would interrupt and whatever and just keep an eye on him, whatever.
In case they were being gay.
And so the idea was that, but I watched it because over in Australia there's a channel called SBS Viceland and it's Vice TV basically. And all they play is like gonzo documentaries about drug dealers and episodes of the 1960s Batman TV series. It just alternates. I don't know what's going on there. But I watched one the other day where it's Batman versus King Tut, I think. And Batman and Bruce Wayne's on a date, and then the date gets kidnapped by King Tut,
right.
And then he rescues the lady, and then later Bruce Wayne goes to the woman, and she's like, "Why don't you come into my hotel room?" And he's like, "Sorry, I can't go into the hotel room because I'm married to the Wayne Foundation." And she's like, "I'll go on," and he's like, "Yeah, all right." And he just goes in the hotel, and presumably they do it.
Not gay then.
Not gay. Well, it's, I mean, it's. You know?
What a show,
right?
I didn't think they'd do that. That's more of a kind of James Bond kind
of
right.
No, you don't get, definitely gets in there.
No, good on him.
Anyway, speaking of Batman's dick.
Speaking of Batman's dick, did you read it?
No, apparently it's bad.
It's not great.
And this is some sort of, this is out of continuity. This is some sort of...
This is like the DC dark
This
line,
is the premise,
readers.
I think, of this. It's a limited series called Batman Damn.
Yeah.
And
Batman Damn!
Damn!
I bet I'm the first person to make that joke.
I was going to make it, I'll be honest with you. If you didn't,
then I was the first.
Yeah, exactly. The Joker turns up dead and Batman is a suspect or something like that.
Yeah, and John...
He's like, I can't be the suspect because look at my dick. Look at it.
Now, there's a bit of controversy. Not so much that you see Batman's dick. Most people seem to be okay with that. But in the digital version, it's altered so you can't.
Right.
And people are like... Well, that's kind of suppressing freedom of expression or whatever. I mean, I don't like seeing your dick as much as the next person, but I'll be damned if you're censoring dicks.
As Voltaire said, I'll disagree with seeing the dick, but I'll defend to the death your right to see a dick in a Batman comic.
So I don't know the status of it. I think it's out at the moment. And they were talking about...
The dick is out.
The dick is out. The original copies might be worth something or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. That's my favourite part of this whole affair is that because I believe... I don't know if they're recalling the additional ones, but I think the next print run, they're taking it out of the printed edition,
okay.
Which means that in the future, all those comic book price guides you see are going to be like Batman Damned number one, parentheses, visible dick. And that's, there's going to be a certain price. And the next one, it's going to be Batman Damned issue one, parentheses, no visible dick. And it's going to be much less.
I still reckon they sold 100,000 of those.
Oh, yeah, no, for
I don't
sure.
think they're going to be worth anything.
No, for sure, but I mean, like...
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't care
no,
about whether it's
matter.
In or
yeah.
out or... Uh-huh. I think the comic is fine. I don't think it's as bad as people say, and it is a first issue. There's some ideas in it that I really like, and the art is really good.
Okay, because of the dick.
Because of the dick, yeah. It really pops. It really, really looks like it's coming right at you.
Yeah, right.
But it's a John Constantine narrated comic as well.
Yeah, right, okay.
So there's a supernatural element to what I like, but I think it's a bit narration heavy.
Yeah.
It's okay. But I reckon you should give it
a
read.
Erection heavy and erection heavy.
It's not erection heavy. I don't think we've never seen Batman's erect penis in comic.
That's so
comics,
true.
And I think
yet. Batman Damned issue 2. 3 and 4.
Now's the time to make that happen.
Yeah.
But also, I guess the point of this is It's a stunt in terms of getting people to read the comic.
Was it a stunt, though? DC seemed surprised by this.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't think part of this was like, this is going to get news outlets talking about it?
Oh, for sure. No, that's
I think that's.
True, yeah.
I think they must have been... You cannot put this in and think that people aren't... Because it's not a big deal to put a dick in a comic, either. You know, like, sex criminals do it all the time. There's a bunch of other comics that do it. It's just because it's Batman.
Yeah, criminals do put dicks in comics all the time. They cut a hole in it.
So... Yeah, it's just because it's Batman. But hey, I'd love to know what anyone thinks of this, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're going to give it a read?
And also, it's kind of like...
I think it's expensive. Like, for an issue. Sorry, go on.
Is it like $6 or
might
something?
Might be something like that, yeah.
I think some people are upset because it canonically says what kind of dick Batman has. You know what I mean? Because prior to this, it was a mystery...
Now we know. You know. Oh, man. It's
now it's more or less relatable, depending, you know?
Yes. $6.99 Australian. So, that's quite a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the art is really good.
Prestige edition.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dick edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else we got here?
Yeah.
This is news.
Okay,
This is neutral news because there was a good one and then there was a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Fox United is releasing Kingsman 3 next November.
Okay.
So 2019, Matthew Vaughn will return to direct.
Did he direct 2?
Yes.
Okay.
That movie was not good.
I didn't like it. But opinions have definitely mixed on that one.
Yeah. I think most people didn't like it. I think
then it's less mixed than I anticipated.
Maybe so, Mason. Mm-hmm. It's not as controversial as, say, a dick in a comic.
Correct, yes.
A Batman comic, not a regular comic.
Sure, yeah.
Lots of comics.
Again, sex criminals put their dicks in comics all the time.
Too much, if anything. What do you think about this?
I'm willing to give the Kingsman franchise another shot because I really like the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, very lackluster in my opinion.
Yes.
Just don't bring everybody back from the dead again. That being said, I had a thought the other day. I would like to see, because Mark Miller's Miller World is doing some Netflix stuff.
Yes.
I would like to see maybe some sort of Kingsman spin-off series.
I think they've talked about that.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I'd say bring back Roxy from the first Kingsman.
Absolutely.
Who is the platonic fellow agent in the first Kingsman who is unceremoniously destroyed by a missile start of the second Kingsman. But I don't think you see her die, so I say bring her back.
I agree. Yeah. Also, a man was shot in the head.
And he survived, yeah. So what I'm saying is in Kingsman 3, don't give us anything like that. It's stupid.
I agree.
Also,
you're going to have to kill people in a different way if you want them to remain dead. Like, through a meat grinder.
It's true,
just
yeah.
Just to ensure that they're really dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've talked about Channing Tatum coming back, which I think is good because he was in that movie for 4 minutes.
That's true.
And then
he
went into a coma or something.
Yeah, right.
What a weird.
He went into he had a nude phase, if I remember correctly, and then
he did have a nude phase,
and then a dancing phase, and then he went into a coma. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Does he come out of it at the end? He does.
He does come out at the end. What I think is really weird about that series is at the end of the first Kingsman movie, all the Kingsmen are killed except for two or whatever.
Uh huh.
And then at the end of the second one, they're all killed again.
Yes.
How many Kingsmen are there? Because I think Michael Gambon is like the head of Kingsmen in 2.
Yeah, right.
So I remember they're all sitting at the holographic table and they all start getting wiped out or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So
your question is, where are all those old agents coming from?
Is there any left? Is the Kingsman just Eggsy? And his uncle? Because everyone else is dead.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, they can all be brought back to life.
Exactly. I mean, they're all only shot through the head multiple times, so... What's the problem?
You're right. But I when they killed off Roxy, I thought, what did you do that for?
Yeah.
You didn't at least do something interesting with her before you kill her off in the sequel.
Exactly. Because, again, it was one of those rare character pairings where it's a man and a woman and they're not love interests. They're just two people who work together.
Yeah.
Which was good, I thought.
It was good. And he's married to that princess or something going on. And I don't know. That really kind of that last one took the wind out of the franchise.
Yeah, right.
I was really looking forward to it. And I went on movie fights and argued about how this guy should direct the new Star Wars and how these are the kind of Bond movies I want to see, but I don't want to see these as Bond movies. If it's going to be like the last one. Yeah.
But I also think that the first one was way more Bond-like.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And it had more... It felt more like it's a springboard from the old Bond films. And imagine if they'd invented them today, how wild they'd be.
Yeah.
Like, remember the opening sequence where the previous... Lancelot, he shows up.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
Was it Lancelot? Doesn't matter. Whoever. And he shows up at the Swiss villa, and he just kills everybody super casual because he's so good at his job. Yeah. He can kill everybody without spilling his glass of brandy or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was super fun, and it was kind of like, it felt like a handing of the reins over to this new generation. And this other one just went.
I just remember some of the fight scenes were too zoomy and CGI in and out, and then you're in the car and you're outside of the car and you're surfing on a car and then the camera's...
I actually kind of like the opening sequence. I felt it was a movie that fell apart after the opening sequence.
Oh, I thought that
Kingsman
was
2.
Too much. Yeah, right. I thought they went, well, we did that in the bar. Let's turn it up to 11.
Oh, yeah, right,
I don't
right.
think it worked as
that
well.
That movie started out with a lot of good ideas and then it just went nowhere.
And then somebody stepped on a mine.
Yeah, that's true.
And sung a song.
Yeah. I remember that.
Anyway, it's going to conclude the Harry and his nephew relationship or whatever, apparently.
Huh, okay.
Maybe with a bullet to the head. Who knows?
So many
two
bullets.
Two eye patches for part
yes,
four.
Yes.
Right. This is a bit of a spoiler probably for Wonder Woman 84. So okay. I'll put a time code in if you want to skip ahead.
And I'm going to cover my ears and go la 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 la.
Fantastic. So Steve Trevor, do you want to know why he might be back for Wonder Woman 84?
So this isn't confirmed.
Not confirmed.
Who do we know who provided this information?
I can't remember.
Okay.
It might be just a rumor. Okay. But basically, here's the deal. Pedrell Pascal, is that his name?
Is he Dr. Fate?
No, he is Hades. That's the rumor.
Okay, yep. I'm listening.
And Wonder Woman makes a deal with the devil to bring back Steve Trevor.
Oh.
But maybe there's implications. Maybe she didn't read the fine.
And he's going to die again. Terrific.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't in Justice League. And then when Bruce Wayne brought it up, she nearly killed him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That was my favorite bit of that movie. Mm-hmm. That was the only bit of that movie that felt real and genuine.
My favorite part of that movie was the weird Eastern European family trying to escape.
That was a good...
Remember them?
Yeah.
They were in a truck or something.
Come to think about it. We're thinking about it. Yeah. There were a lot of fun moments in what could be considered a generally fun film.
No, you're wrong.
By both of us.
I can't believe you go out of your way to record yourself saying those bold lies when they could be... You could be quoted and manipulated, you know?
I don't think they need to be manipulated. Yeah. How would you change? What would you change it to? That I like it more? I feel like I'm the last person left defending those movies.
But
and
why?
I don't even like them that much.
There we go. There we go. That's better.
Oh, man. What a shit show. Anyway, what do you think about that? Deal with the devil.
Oh, yeah, right. Cool. Works for me.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm sure, was a premise of a lot of movies from the 80s, so.
Sure.
Bring that in.
Why is this okay? And
you know what she should be? She should have done it in Wonder Woman 84. She should get some sort of melanin treatment to turn black so she can get a placement in a university.
Oh, like
that in the film
movie.
Soul Man.
That's a movie you had fun with, definitively, right?
No.
I didn't have fun with that one, just to clarify.
All right, we have both watched it, though.
Yeah, it might be the worst movie ever made.
Yep, agreed.
On multiple. Uh-huh. He's not black either, he's grey.
He's grey, yeah. Uh-huh. Is that a Steve Thomas Howell joint?
I think it might be. Steve Thomas Howell joint, yeah. Mm-hmm. What an era of filmmaking. But he learns a lesson in the end, doesn't he, or something?
I doubt it.
He says he does.
Mm. The box cover says something like, he can't get into the college because he's not black yet.
Or ever.
Or ever,
he's
really.
Because he's grey.
Why did anybody fall for it? You'd be like, why are you grey? Are you a Martian?
What else have we got here?
What other 80s things could she do?
Break
dance.
You could break dance. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You could have a tie-in with Max Headroom or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Did people really think he was a
computer-generated man? Yes, they did, yeah.
Really?
Even though he was just a man in a...
He's a
styrofoam head. Yeah.
Or what's his name? The dude from...
Matt Frewer.
Yeah. Who turns up in Dawn of the Dead and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good on him.
Mm-hmm.
Max Headroom. Bring him back, I say.
Yes.
So we can make fun of it.
Oh, that'd be incredible. Well, he's still around, I think.
Is he?
Matt Frewer's still alive, I think.
Yeah.
It's probably not even that old.
No.
Bring him back, cameo in Wonder Woman 84. I would love it.
I bet there's a Max Headroom cameo. It looks like the kind of film that would have a Max Headroom
agreed.
Cameo.
Or I reckon maybe like they'll do like a DC version of Max Headroom. It'll be like there's a guy called Glorious Godfrey who's one of the evil new gods, and he has a talk show.
And you can see his dick because it's a DC universe.
You can see his dick because it's a DC universe, but have him be the Max Headroom character.
Great.
I think that would work. Yeah.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, why is it that Steve Trevor coming back from the dead is okay? but someone being shot in the head and then with magic technology.
Oh, because Steve Trevor is, I can only presume, not the main protagonist of this. He's a side character and he'll be dead again.
Okay.
And he serves as a vehicle to make Wonder Woman even more sad and grim.
Yes.
And
it's also a magic universe.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, what else we got here? Daredevil Season 3 has a teaser trailer.
Yep.
He's back in the old costume.
Yep.
Release date of October 19th. I love that Netflix are like, it's just out next month.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, and like, but there's a new movie coming up and they're like, it's 4 days. It's just 4 days from now. Yeah, I think that's so great.
That is kind of cool.
We don't have to talk about it endlessly.
That's true,
it can
yeah.
just come out.
Yeah. Now in this trailer, yeah, he's back in the old suit. Presumably the red mesh one caught the brunt of that.
The building that
the
fell
building
in.
Collapsing on him, yeah. Yeah, because he's not getting back into it at any point. I guess they're expensive too. And probably that guy who made it's dead.
Yeah, he's probably dead at some point. I don't remember where that's mm-hmm. at.
Also, I'm assuming the Kingpin is back in this?
Right, I hope so, yeah.
Like, because there's a scene where, there's a little snippet where somebody is looking through a drawer of cufflinks.
Yeah, right.
Like a really big, and I'm like, Matt Murdock wouldn't have that many cufflinks.
He hasn't even had a suit. Yeah. A building fell on it.
Exactly.
So he's not going to have cufflinks.
Yeah, so I reckon the Kingpin's back in this.
Do you think it's the idea is that by bringing him, by taking him back to that suit, there's yep. more of an element of danger because he can yes. be stabbed?
Yes, exactly.
Because remember when he could be stabbed?
I remember when he could be stabbed, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's kind of intriguing, but it doesn't look that different from anything else they've
no.
done.
No, and yeah. also if you want him to be back in the suit at the end, it's just a retread of the first season where he was in the black suit like 11 or 12 of the episodes and then they put him in the proper Daredevil suit. So
spoiler alert for Iron Fist, which I haven't watched and probably won't, even though I heard it's quite good.
It's quite good.
Does he get the suit?
I'm not up to that point yet.
Okay.
I thought you were going to spoil it for me. No, I'm ready. I'm like, I'll take it. No, I haven't watched
it. What about does he fight the dragon? Do you see the dragon?
I haven't seen the dragon yet.
All right. Someone needs to tell me on Twitter.
Okay, cool.
Whether he wears the suit or whether he fights the dragon. And if he doesn't do both of those things, what are you even fucking doing on television, that show?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just borrow one of go to HBO mm-hmm. and borrow the Game of Thrones dragon character model and just recolor it.
It's probably an augmented reality app you could
yeah,
do with.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Just get an iPhone game and put it in front of the camera.
Speaking of dragons and magic and whatever, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got here? Hellboy writer Andrew Cosby is confirmed a Diablo animated series is in the work for Netflix. I originally put this in because I thought it was live action, but it was animated. And they went, I'll leave this in anyway. People yeah, care right. about this, right?
I think so.
You a Diablo fan?
I played the first two. I loved them a lot.
Yeah, I had the demo for 1 or 2. And yes. I played it a lot, but I never got the full game.
No, they were good. I remember.
3's, people love 3 as well, don't they?
Out of my wheelhouse. Couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you for $1 million.
I'm not saying whether you think it's good. I'm saying, do you think people like it?
I think people probably like it.
Okay,
yeah.
good. That wasn't out of your wheelhouse, yeah. then, was it?
No. I could do it. Thank you for getting me out of my comfort zone there. I thought I couldn't. I thought I couldn't reckon something about a game I hadn't played, but then I did reckon something.
You did. Mm-hmm. So it's dungeon crawling. It's point and click.
Yep.
The fucking devil got out.
Yeah.
Or something.
Big mistake, guys. Yeah. Big mistake, guardians of the devil.
That's right. So how did the devil get out?
Probably a pentagram.
Is that what happens?
I think so.
And so in the sequel, what's the story of the sequel? Because there's a different protagonist?
These came out a decade ago.
A
More
decade?
Than 2 decades ago.
You're way older than that,
yeah,
Mason.
Yeah, I know, right? These came out 20 years ago. I cannot remember the plot to Diablo.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
I just remember getting sweet swords.
Yeah.
And cool magic.
Yeah.
Blasting people with fireballs and such. Oh, magical.
It was probably a raven you could summon.
I think you could summon a raven.
Well, it was 20 years ago, Mason. You don't remember.
That's true, yeah. You put me right back in my comfort zone. I'm not prepared to speculate anymore about a game I played 20 years ago, all right?
Two games.
I did play both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Okay. I believe there is a new Diablo game coming out recently.
Oh, really?
Quite soon.
An expansion?
No, maybe it's being ported to Switch or something.
Okay, I'll get that. Are they just calling it?
I think it was mentioned on the episode of Gamey Game that I did a couple of
weeks
ago.
Oh, very good. I actually saw Evan on Saturday night.
Yes.
It was a good show that I watched it. You were talking about Spider-Man. Let me check. I watched that episode. How did I not remember that? Diablo 3 Nintendo Switch release date. There you go. I might get that.
Yeah, nice.
Because apparently, according to you, people like that game.
People like that game.
And I trust you more than I trust my own wife, Mason.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Is she saying that people don't like Diablo 3?
That's what she's been telling everybody.
Wow.
You know that sign on our lawn? That's not political. That's Diablo related.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not for a local council.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's a weird stance. Diablo isn't running for no. city comptroller. It's so weird.
I think it's good that Netflix are doing lots of different things because they're going to need to because Disney's coming. And
that's true, yeah. Is that coming? Is that soon?
End of next year, I think. We've got some news on that.
Did you say end of next year?
I think so, yeah.
That's ages away. Come on. It's not.
It's 1 year.
All right.
Remember last year? It was 1 year ago.
Ooh.
Yes, I think about it like
Feel
that.
Feel old yet?
Remember this? A toaster that you had when you were a kid or whatever. Don't you hate that shit on Facebook? Where it's like,
yeah.
Only a 90s kid will remember fucking this piece of shit. Shut up.
Or like when I was a kid, we drank from the hose and we sat in a wagon and we rolled down the street. And if you cut your foot on a rusty nail, you just live with it. These kids today, they're so soft.
And what am I doing? Listen, Mason, yes. Jordan Peele is hosting a CBS All Access Twilight Zone revival.
That's cool.
Did you see the trailer?
Yes.
Black Mirror has opened the door for this to a spooky world.
Yeah.
But instead of the phone telling you that your brain's stuck in a computer,
it's a ghost in a grandfather clock.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Finally. Remember when you were a kid and it was always a ghost in a grandfather clock? Kids today are too soft. It's always a phone telling them what to do, you know?
So, I was never really a fan of, like, we didn't really get it here.
Yeah.
Or maybe we didn't, I missed it.
I think we got reruns on cable.
Okay.
On like TV1 or something.
But I've always enjoyed when I've seen it and the premise of it and these types of storytelling.
Yeah, right.
What if you're the last man in the world, but you don't have any feet and you love roller skating?
So true, you know? Yeah. Remember the classic one? It's like, finally everyone on Earth is dead. It's just me and I can finally roller skate down all the streets like I always wanted to. My feet are gone. My feet!
Did you see they did it in Futurama where it's a guy who's going to read?
Yes.
Because he's the last man on Earth. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to read and he's like, and he drops his glasses and he's like, oh, well, at least I can read the books with the big texts.
Uh-huh.
And then his eyes fall out. And then he goes, well, at least I remember, at least I know Braille. And then his hands fall off.
Great. Yeah.
I think this is
anyway, great. If it's of that caliber at least.
Yeah.
And I Jordan, think it'll be good.
Jordan Peele's a great choice as a host as well.
Plus, there's probably a whole bunch of Black Mirror spec scripts out there, and there's just not enough time to.
Yeah.
They only produce eight a season or whatever.
That's right.
So.
And also, they did an Electric Dreams. They did a Philip K. Dick one on.
They
Stan,
did. That's true.
Which
yeah.
I started one episode and I didn't really couldn't really get into it, so I might try another one.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Gotta write that down. I don't have a pen.
You idiot.
That's my downfall.
Why do you carry the book?
Normally,
then?
I have a pen. There's a pen in the car, and there's a pen at work.
But you could
there's
keep a pen
at
you.
Work.
You got to keep a pen on
but
you.
But what if it leaks?
That's a good point,
isn't it? I'm gonna write. It. I'm just gonna write it down on my phone.
Put a lid on it.
My phone?
No. Yes.
Oh, do you mean me? Pen. Just put a lid on it.
Put a fucking lid on
oh,
it, Mason.
Come on, mate.
So apparently, there was a revival in the early 2000s with Forrest Whitaker.
There was. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah,
and also in the 80s, that movie killed some kids.
Yep.
So that's good, I guess.
It's not good.
No, it was bad.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, it was. There was a whole lot. There's a whole case about it. And
do you think because I think a lot of Twilight Zone episodes that I have seen have been good, but I think people think of a certain hokiness.
Yes.
It's going to have its own certain flavor because if it's all just if it's Black Mirror grim every time and despair, people are going to be like, well, this is just Black Mirror again,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Right.
Why? I'll just stick with Black Mirror, thank you.
But it's not
it's
a Black
have
Mirror,
because
there's a ghost in a clock.
Is Jordan Peele, does he have any creative input into
I
this?
Don't I don't think we're aware of whether that is a thing or not.
Oh.
But him being the guy behind Get Out,
that's
and
true.
He's making something at the moment, which looks good from what I've read of it. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect choice, Mason.
Agreed.
Mason was drinking Coke then.
Oh,
that's what happened
true,
then. Yeah. In case you thought something was up.
Mm-hmm. There was something up, yeah.
Coke. What else we got here? Oh, this is something.
Okay.
There's the first images released of the Joker. Okay, so the first thing we saw, this came out right after we recorded last week.
Yep.
Uh-huh. It's just a picture of a man. What's his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
With no makeup.
Yep.
He's just looking like a man. They did the opposite of the Jared Leto Joker in that photo release. Just went, instead of everything, Here's nothing.
Literally nothing. Then there were some photos of him just on the street, just as himself.
Having a lark.
Just having a lark. I read a number of sources that his name is Arthur.
Arthur Fleck.
Supposedly. Supposedly, but I've not...
No, that's true, apparently.
Right, okay.
And if you don't like it, Mason, you can bloody
well... What a sick burn
well.
On Ben Affleck.
Do you think he deserved it?
A man who's wanted to be Batman for many, many years and then struggled with...
He did Daredevil!
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be Batman.
And then he struggled with addiction and rehab.
And he rebuilt his career. He made Paycheck and Pearl Harbor.
And he directed some films that are good.
And then he came back.
Now let's burn him with a real sick... A real sick reference to his name in a Joker movie that he's not going to be in.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Joke's on him.
And after the back of, on the back of that, we also got later in the week the Joker test makeup.
Yes.
For the Joker movie that's happening. Maybe it's just called Joker. Maybe it's not.
The Joker.
And my initial reaction was, I hate this. But then I realized that maybe I don't hate it.
Oh, now what? Have you come to a consensus yet?
I think my initial reaction to hating it was that it was just upsetting. Like, that style of clown makeup.
Well, it's very John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
The serial killer who dressed as a clown.
Mm.
And that makes sense given that it's, you know, that it's...
the Scorsese. 80s?
Yeah, the 80s, but it's like Scorsese produced or whatever.
Yeah.
That it's kind of, he would go with, what's a famous clown who is also evil?
Yes.
Gacy.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
So, what do you think of it, though?
The whole thing,
yeah.
Just the bits, and there's some stills of him in a subway, is a Gotham subway,
and coming off. There's a video of him coming off a train doing a bit of a saunter.
I don't know. Initially, I'm like, well, it's sort of a weird mishmash of a lot of Jokers we've had before.
It really is.
But again, there's only so many elements to the Joker. What are we gonna have an incredible new spin on the Joker? Like, if it's too far from the original, people will complain about that. But if you go, okay, we'll give him a purplish suit. And a funny, a funny shirt and a, you know, dirty green hair and weird clown makeup. People are like, well, that's too close to the Nolan whatever, you know. So we can't win either way.
Absolutely. There's definite not, like, the painted on, like, the kind of scrawled on makeup is Nolan-esque and the hair's kind of Nolan-esque.
Sure is, yeah.
But the suit's a bit Cesar Romero.
It is a little Cesar Romero, yeah.
I don't know about this.
What to think about this, exactly.
Because it's directed also by Todd Phillips.
The
Hangover trilogy.
But also some stuff that is no good.
A lot of The Hangover is not good.
The first one's very good, I feel. Yeah. I maintain the first one's very good. I mean, Mike Tyson's in it, but you can skip those scenes, I guess.
Can I?
Yeah.
Is there an option?
Technology enables that, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember an era when you wouldn't have to skip Mike Tyson scenes, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
So, yeah, do you think this is going to be good? It seems like it's got a shot at it.
Yeah.
Like a better shot than other things.
I guess so, but it also, like, if Batman's not in it,
yeah,
what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just, if it's just a man who goes crazy and puts on clown makeup and murders people, that's just that movie. You've just put the Joker in it.
Yeah.
I mean, and especially since the Joker doesn't really have a definitive origin anyway.
Yeah.
You can't go, okay, well, this is pitch perfect to the origin of the Joker in the comic books. We don't know that.
I wonder if... Does it only follow the Joker? Is there someone who's fighting the Joker?
Yeah, right. Is it James Gordon? Is it the police?
Thomas Wayne? Or...
Is it Black Mask?
Is there another villain? Black Mirror?
Is it a Black Mirror? Exactly. Black Mirror.
Just holding a bloody picture up.
It'd be more Twilight Zone.
It's true,
yeah. Of the era.
Is it a ghost in the grandfather clock?
Is it a ghost in the grandfather clock that drives him insane? Is it a ghost in the grandfather clock in Wayne Manor that gets you into the Batcave?
Yeah. What time do you have to set it to? Midnight, is it?
No, I think it's a
weird... time his parents were killed or something?
Yeah. I think it's the time his parents were murdered, but I couldn't tell you what that is.
That dude needs to get over it.
Yeah, he really does. He really does, right? Hang up the bloody bat suit.
I mean, how could you ever get over it?
Yeah, yeah.
But he needs to dial it back.
Take off the bat suit,
yep.
Cover up your dick, put on some regular clothes.
I don't think you need to cover up your dick necessarily.
I guess if you're in Wayne Manor,
take off the bat suit.
Yeah, I mean, he's out in the sticks anyway.
That's true.
In Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
What is interesting, there's a... Somebody's taken a photo of the... the Gotham subway system.
Yes.
Which
it's got some bloody hints and bloody tips there, Mason.
What it does have, which I enjoy quite a lot, is Burnside, which is like the hipster capital of Gotham, which was only introduced quite recently.
The Batgirl.
Which is where Batgirl moved to. Yeah, which is kind of fun.
Isn't there like a Zack Snyder nod? And
yeah, there's a Snyder Avenue or something like that.
And like a Kane Street or something like that.
Yeah.
Like Bob Kane.
I can't... There's no Crime Alley stop specifically.
Well, yeah, why would they? Why would they even name it Crime Alley? Do they ever rename it?
No, it's not actually called Crime Alley.
Oh.
It's so got a different name, but people call it Crime Alley.
Because of the crime.
Because of all the crime, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was also a photo of Zazie Beetz. Did you see that?
No. Who's she in it?
I don't know, but it just looks like Zazie Beetz.
Oh, cool.
She's great and everything, so.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No complaints there, Mason, unless you have some complaints there.
No complaints.
No.
No.
A former Warner Brothers executive by the name of... DC President Diane Nelson says that this type of movie was the type of movie they should have been making after Nolan. Like these creator-driven projects.
Okay, right.
That are a bit off-kilter and not just trying
Well, thanks for saying it now, Diane, if that's the name you said minutes ago.
I think that was the initial idea, though, with bringing Zack Snyder in. And as I've said from... the start, I don't think he was a good choice for.
Yeah, right.
To launch.
So, do you think the original plan was get Snyder in to do a movie and then get somebody else to do a movie in a different style?
No, not necessarily. Just to kind of set the tone,
right,
and have him like that be, you know, like the way that the Nolan movies are Nolan-esque. The
yes,
Snyder
right, sure.
films are Snyder-esque.
Yes.
Yeah. There's still a lot of I was watching some clips of Man of Steel this week. There's some great stuff in that movie.
I agree. Yeah.
But then he...
Christopher Maloney.
Yes.
He knife fights that lady.
He would have
died. He's like, I'm going to knife fight you, lady. I mean, you can take my head off, but I'm going to do it anyway.
It's true.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So, hot off the back of this, Mason.
Yes.
There's another Joker floating around in this universe. We know... Different universe, sorry. We know this.
Yes.
There's a Jared Leto
version.
What's he up to? Do you think they're going to make it? Probably not. But this is the Joker and Harley movie, the details. This is from writer Glenn Ficarra. Who's writing it with John Requa, I believe.
I honestly thought you were going to say Joe Focaccia. I'm disappointed that you didn't.
I'm sorry. Change it in the edit?
Yeah, if you could. Yeah, to Joe Focaccia.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the premise of the Joker and Harley movie, which they won't make. Okay. The whole thing starts with Harley kidnapping Dr. Phil. Pretty good, huh?
That's good. Fun reference to the real world. I love it.
Played by Dr. Phil, hopefully. Well, yeah. Because otherwise it would be weird to kidnap a guy who's an actor. If you're going to put Dr. Phil in it, anyway.
Get Jeffrey Tambor as Dr. Phil.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because her and the Joker are having problems with their relationship. We had so much fun. I don't know if we had more fun writing a script in our career. It was sort of like we wrote Bad Santa a couple of years ago. And with that, it was that sensibilities mixed with This Is Us sensibility. We kind of meshed them together. We're doing a relationship movie, but with the sensibility of Bad Santa, it's effed up mentally deranged people. It was a lot of fun. I don't dislike the sound of any of that, except for that version of the Joker. Nobody gives a shit about it and wants to see it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And also, but what I don't like about that is, so is does that mean that Dr. Phil, played by Dr. Phil, is a main character for the entire movie?
I think it
probably
can he
just carry
be
that
opening.
Off?
No, I think it'll be the opening scene and then they kill him or
then
whatever.
They kill him. Good, yeah, good, good, good.
What's that guy up to?
Probably being Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I don't watch Dr.
Do you
think
he's helping or hurting?
Probably the latter.
Like, on the whole, I mean.
Yeah, the latter.
But man, he's trying, isn't he?
Mm. No, I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't care. if it is even still on, I don't know.
It is. Also, Requa says, I don't know where it is on the queue of DC movies. And we handed in a script and everybody loved it, but I don't know when they're going to do it because I know they want to do Birds of Prey and then they want to do the Todd's Joker film.
Yeah, right.
The one they're doing at the moment. And maybe if Birds of Prey goes well, then ours will be next. Maybe.
Maybe. Probably not, though.
Probably not, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to see that Joker return at all? The Jared Leto one?
I'm indifferent.
Mm.
Again, I don't particularly hate the performance, but I don't...
Yeah.
I kind of nothing it.
Yeah,
I like the fact that it's weird not that he's weird and damaged. I like the aesthetic of it, and I like the weird Super Friends aspect where he's got like a pink Joker car or whatever. I think that's fun.
And you love the tattoos.
I love the tattoos, exactly.
Do you?
No. But I don't. I'm not for or against the performance.
What I loved about,
you could replace him with anybody, I feel.
Yeah, that's probably true. What I loved about when they released this image of the Joker with the new one with the makeup, people were like, "Well, this is just a stand-in for what it's going to be." That's exactly what people said about the last one. Remember
yeah,
that right, when they released that one?
Yeah, yeah.
A year ago, when that movie came out, or 2 years ago, it was the same thing. People were like, "No, this is just a stand-in." Why would they release a stand-in?
Yeah, right.
This is it.
And they people hated that one. People also hated the Ledger Joker.
Yes. Remember
there was that initial, that just the first single shot, and it was kind of like sort of monochrome, except it had the scar smile.
Yeah.
People hated that as well.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm against this.
But I think generally the reception to this one has been really positive.
I think so too.
And I think that's because people hated the last one.
Yeah, right.
And I think if you went Ledger this, people would go, well, you're just doing Ledger again.
Yeah,
but
right.
Having this one in between,
they're like, oh, thank God you're doing Ledger again.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, by the time Batman grows up, the Joker will be 64 years old.
That's right.
Which I guess is also in line with the Burton universe.
It's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a Burton break. No, it can't be.
Yeah.
I know, because that's one of your favorite theories, isn't it, Mason?
Mm-hmm,
it's all connected
mm-hmm,
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is good news for people like
who
you.
Who love bad news.
No.
Oh.
This is good news for people like
Modest
you
Mouse
who hate Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
But it's bad news for people like you who hate Star Wars news.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Because I've got Star Wars news, is what I'm
oh,
saying.
Oh, come on. But I know what it is, though.
What is it?
I think inherently it's good Star Wars
That's
news
what
for
I
me.
Thought. You might like it.
And like, currently it's bad for me as a person who hates Star Wars news because it is Star Wars news. But in the long term, it's better for me because the Star Wars news is that there's going to be less Star Wars in future.
News and movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm not necessarily sure that's going to be the case, but what I'll get into. But what you're talking about is Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, and so everything, basically.
Yes, the CEO of entertainment currently.
Yeah. He was talking about the releasing Solo and how it was released too close to The Last Jedi, which everybody said all the time. Oh, we got to talk about Mary Poppins as well. I'll put that in.
Should I watch Mary Poppins?
Yeah, in a minute. Hang on, I'll just write it down, so... I don't know if anybody wants to hear about Mary Poppins.
But or you want to you want to talk about it.
Do
so.
I?
Yes.
Anyway, but they released Solo and it did not do well. He said, I made a timing decision to look back. I think the mistake that I made, I take the blame, was a little too much too fast. You can expect some slowdown, but that doesn't mean we're not going to make films. We're at this point, we're going to start making decisions about what comes after episode 9, but I think it's going to be we're going to be a little bit more careful about the volume and timing. And the buck stops here on that.
On me, Bob Iger, CEO of entertainment.
Your boss.
Oh, he is kind of, isn't he? it'd be weird if they were like, listen, we're going to slow things down.
Mm.
And that does mean we're going to stop making movies.
I've said this a few years ago, but I think they should stop making movies for a bit. I think they should shut it down for like 5 to 10 years.
Wow.
Because Star Wars isn't Marvel. And also, Marvel didn't release 3 movies a year initially.
That's
they
true.
Made Iron Man and Hulk, and then they didn't make one for a year. And then they made Iron Man 2, and then the next year they released Thor and Captain America, and then the year after that was the Avengers. And then they started to kind of ramp it up.
You got any more in that timeline, nerd? Any more?
Well, no, that's the timeline. Yep. I mean, I could keep going.
Please.
But I won't.
Okay.
So, I think maybe they could build to more Star Wars movies a year, but I think they are more of an event. Kind of
yeah, right,
that people need to kind of exhale from.
Agreed,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll see them all.
Yeah, right,
But you got to look at not what big old nerds like you, Mason, do.
Oh, come on. Jeez, that's turned around on me quick, hasn't it?
You got to look at the general public, you know, because that's what makes the money, not the diehards. I mean, the diehards do, but you got to get the general audiences in if you want to make $1 billion. What do you think about the slowdown, though?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. I can't remember what I said last time. I'm sure last time we talked about this, I was like, 7 movies a year. Just, you know what I want? What I want is stop it with the anticipation. Stop it with the Star Wars news, is what
sure.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just want them to be like, do it Netflix style. Be like, here's another Star Wars movie. Surprise.
Yeah.
I'd like that because then there wouldn't be this constant... Hey, look at this. Somebody's got a new hat and this new Star Wars or whatever. Just stop it.
But what if they did have a new hat?
I'd be kind of intrigued about
that. What kind of hat is it? Would it fit on an Ackbar? Would it fit on a Tarkin?
Yeah, it would fit on both of them, I think. Yeah.
It's good.
It's got an adjustable brim.
It would need it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for space, you know.
For space, I understand. Yeah, uh-huh. But I think this slowdown might come in terms of movies, but I think maybe some movies mm-hmm. will shift to the streaming service.
Right.
And they'll
be
like, well, now the Obi-Wan movie's on this.
Okay.
So
solo sequel on this.
If they make that.
Yeah, right.
They might. People like that, generally.
I liked it.
It's not great, though, is it?
It's not great, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Unless you don't like it, in which case it's not fun.
I mean, completely different.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So I think...
That's its problem, though.
Yes.
It's not so mind-boggling that you're like, oh my God, of course they'd make a solo movie.
Yeah.
And it's not so bad that you're like... Well, everybody hated this. Why did they even put it out? It's just so middle of the road that people are just like, I liked it. I didn't like it. Let's not fight about it. Who cares?
Yeah, that's right. Because by the time Solo rolled around, I was exhausted from Star Wars and mm-hmm. just people screaming. People are still screaming
not
about
me,
The
I
Last
loved
Jedi.
It.
Yeah, he loved it. But people are still yelling about The Last Jedi.
I know, right?
God, it's done.
It's so done.
I mean, they made it already. It's like they came
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah. It was in cinemas for a long time. It made a lot of money.
It did make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think ticket sales are going to suffer for 9.
Yeah, right.
I think it's still going to do well. I think maybe a small part of Solo's box office was people who hated The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the main reason.
Yeah. And look, I think, honestly, a lot of... For every person they lost... Because The Last Jedi was like, oh, this is my last straw. I've never seen a Star Wars again. I think there's another person stepping up who's like...
I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Saying exactly that.
Yeah.
One for Star Wars 9, please. I love it.
I think also people do like the new characters. They like Rey and Finn and Poe and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
You can't do that and you're building, you know, this group of people that a lot of new fans in particular love.
Mm-hmm.
And then go, what if Han Solo was 19? Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, right.
It just seems an odd thing to follow up with. Yeah, anyway.
What if Rey was 19?
I think she is.
Probably is, actually.
But who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What if C-3PO was 19?
He might be in Solo.
Yeah.
It's 10 years between
What
Phantom
colour
Menace.
Is his arm?
I don't know. Well, he's not in Solo, because we don't know, but probably gold.
Probably gold, yeah.
But he does have a silver leg in the original Star Wars.
Yeah, right.
If you look closely, Mason.
I will not.
There's other things came out of this interview, though. He said that Bob Iger, your dad,
mm-hmm, my dad,
that James Gunn...
God, it's so hard when your boss is also your dad, you know? You think it's an easy ride, but the expectations are high, you know?
It's a hard road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The James Gunn decision where he was fired was brought to me by a unanimous decision of a variety of executives at the studio, and I supported it. I haven't second-guessed their decision, which is what
That's
a bit of
it. Classic deflection, Dad.
Yeah. He did get fired, and I said he should be fired, but I didn't say he should be fired.
No.
But he is fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just agreed with the decision that was made, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. By others.
Because he can't be seen to have made a decision that is wrong. He can't say, actually, I disagree, or maybe I'm wrong about this, because then he'll seem weak, and then he'll be consumed by the fellow executive predators, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's some harsh words for your dad. I didn't know you had so much resentment.
No, I got a lot of venom for my dad, Bob Iger. Let me tell you what.
I do still wonder whether they could let Guardians breathe for a bit and then bring him back in a year.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. He says no, but who knows? Kevin Feige.
I'll ask him.
Yeah, you should.
I'll ask him when I go home for dinner.
Kevin Feige says... he says that Kevin Feige is going to oversee X-Men at Fox. Shock. X-Men, Marvel coming over. So that's not a surprise. And so they said, could Deadpool become an Avenger? And he said, Kevin's got a lot of ideas. I'm not suggesting that's one of them, but who knows? Classic deflection.
That means I don't know any of the characters you're talking about. I feel very confident in saying he doesn't know that. I'm sure in his head he went, they asked a question about Deadpool and the Avengers, and he went, I think Deadpool probably is in the Avengers. I'm ready to answer a question about Deadpool and the Avengers. And they're like, should he join the Avengers? And he went, oh.
Wait.
Kevin Feige's got a lot of good ideas.
And he will make one.
That's some CEO talk there. It's like, I don't actually know what happens during the day at my workplace. Ask somebody else.
This is all great stuff. The other thing, a bit of Marvel news is, though... actually,
anybody's dicks?
I'll slot this in between.
Okay.
Cary Fukunaga is going to direct Bond 25, which is now released in 2020.
Now, what does he direct? So that they pushed it back, is that right? Yeah, okay.
True Detective Season 1.
I like
and
that one.
Beast of No Nation, which is never heard very of good, which I have not
is
seen.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Duh.
I'm fairly confident it is.
Okay, great.
But I think that's a great choice. I thought they were going to get someone crap.
And like that, Danny Boyle.
Hey!
Oh!
Hey! Come on!
That's a shot at your dad, Danny Boyle.
Beast of No Nation, a civil war rages in Africa. A fierce warlord, Idris Elba, trains a young orphan to join his group of guerrilla soldiers.
Ooh, guerrilla soldiers.
Yeah. Literal guerrilla soldiers?
You can't say that, but I thump my chest like a gorilla. You can say it, James.
I can say it. That joke was just for me, and I appreciate it. What do you think?
A Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I like it.
Last one.
It'll be a bit... I don't know what it'll be, but I mean... But, you know, thinking of True Detective, I mean, this might be more of a ground-level gritty kind of Bond. I don't know. Yeah. Even grittier than previous gritty Bonds.
Even grittier, Mason.
I mean, they might wind it back to sort of Casino Royale style where...
They should.
Where the gadgets are minimal and it's just Bond punching his way through walls.
Yeah. Especially if it's his last one.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're still doing... So Craig's still doing it, obviously, and all that.
Oh, yeah.
This seems also like a really good opportunity to bring in a new Bond, new director, that they did wrap up the last one.
Yeah, they
and
sure
they
did.
Finished his story. He got married and he didn't kill his brother or whatever happened. And then he walked home. So...
Did he get married?
Yeah, I don't know, he didn't get married, okay, but he was in love again.
Yeah, right.
With Leah Seydoux or whatever. Mm-hmm. Remember that bit where they printed off all his enemies and he walked through and he saw all his enemies?
All the A4 photocopies of his worst enemies. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have a colour printer?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You're right, he did that and then he married a Seydoux.
Yes. As one is wont to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no, sure, do one more. Do a good one.
Yep. Are we talking about Mary Poppins? What's going
Let's
on?
Let's do Mary Poppins.
Okay,
do you want to watch the trailer?
I'll
put this on pause while you watch it.
Okay, I'll be right.
We don't do live reactions here anymore, Mason.
Oh, wow. Well. Are you sure people don't want to know about the...
I'm sure.
Okay. Whoa!
Now, Mason, just before you started the trailer, you made a good joke. Do you want to put it in?
I said we're going to talk about Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
And then you, James, you said you were going to go... Instead of watching the trailer with me, you were going to go visit the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I said... More like Mary Poopins.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I wasn't doing a poop, but...
Well, no, you haven't had time.
No.
Yeah.
But it's still a good joke.
The length of a trailer?
It's still a good
joke. You came back before the trailer was over, so that's not enough time for Mary Poopins.
So...
Which is what we call it in my house. Which is what we call it in the Iger household. Let me tell you. Tell you what.
Now, this isn't for me.
Yes.
I hate this. But it's
you hate
not,
the trailer?
But it's not for me. Yeah. I don't. I'm
Do
not a fan of the original.
You hate the movie Mary Poppins? I can't remember.
Yeah, kind of. But maybe if I watched it again, I'd really like it. Claire loved it. I showed her this and she was like, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, right.
But as I said on Twitter, she's a demon. She's a demon from another dimension.
Your wife is a demon from another dimension. See, that's what I thought. That's why it tastes so weird.
Nah, there's actually elements of this trailer that I like. I don't mind it. It's just not.
It seems very, again, because I don't really remember. I sort of remember the original. It seems very, again, it's one of those things where it seems quite derivative of the original. But at the same time, what are you going to do with a sequel to a beloved children's film? Are you not going to have the animated bits? Are you not going to have the bits where they put on... colourful costumes and do a dance or whatever.
Absolutely.
You're not going to do the bit where you get Dick Van Dyke's head and you CGI a different body on him so he can do a little dance, even though he's 99 years old or whatever he is.
You started laughing and you paused it and you said, did they paste Dick Van Dyke's head on another body? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd imagine so. He's 92.
And his head's too big for that body. It's like they did it. It's like some sort of meme cut and paste where they just, they cut Dick Van Dyke's head off something and then just pasted it in. They're like, should we resize it so it's smaller and fits the frame? Nah.
No.
Just whatever is fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's good that he's back. And
yeah, for sure.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is playing his nephew or something. I can't remember.
Okay, cool.
Chimney Sweeps are still around. What direction I don't think they should go in is that Mary Poppins ends up falling in love with somebody.
Yeah, right.
Because that kind of wasn't the point of...
Yeah.
Especially if she falls in love with one of the children because...
Yeah, right.
She looked after them. But yeah, I think it's I don't think they'll do it, but they should steer clear of.
Yeah,
because she comes in, she fixes a problem. I think
she's there to bring a sense of wonder to the children and prevent foreclosure on their house or whatever. Save the rec center.
Yeah,
you know what she does.
I know what she does.
And then she leaves again.
You gonna see this?
No,
I probably will because Claire loves it.
Yeah, good point. So. I'll probably watch it on Disney streaming.
Next year, maybe.
Next year, exactly. When it's straight, maybe that'll be the thing that pushes me over the edge to subscribe to Disney streaming.
Absolutely. What? Dick Van Dyke's head.
Dick Van Dyke's head.
Yeah. It looks like that Pennywise the Clown dance.
It did, didn't it? Where the head stays the same and only the body moves. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that It sequel.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
More Marvel news, Mason.
Okay, I'm ready.
Chloe Zhao, director of indie hits such as The Rider and Songs My Brother Taught Me.
Never heard of either of them.
She's directing the Eternals movie.
Oh.
Here's the premise. Yes. Superpowered and near-immortal beings known as Eternals and a monstrous offshoot known as the Deviants were created by cosmic beings known as Celestials. That sounds like absolute nonsense.
Yes.
The report also confirms that the main character will be Icarus, a man fueled by cosmic energy, yep. And Circe, who relishes moving amongst humans.
Yes.
What do you know about these people?
Look, pretty much what you said there. Right. So it's the Celestials visit Earth. They perform some genetic experiments on some basic humans, and they create the Eternals, and they create the Deviants, and then these experiments also created mutants, if I remember correctly.
Right, okay.
So they just left some failed experiments out, let them loose and went, do whatever you want, and some of them became mutants.
Okay.
So Eternals are like, they're sort of, I believe most of them are based, because there's a Circe and there's an Icarus and stuff like that, they're based on kind of human mythological gods.
Sure.
Or maybe that's what humans encountered them and decided they were the gods or what have you.
Right.
But they've all got the same basic power set, but some of them are more advanced in one particular one than the others.
Okay.
One would be really good at transforming matter, and one's faster and one's whatever. So that's their deal. That's their deal, yeah.
Are they interesting?
I mean,
anything can be.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there was a good run... a few years ago.
So we had a good run.
Yeah, they had a good run. Yeah, totally. They had a good run.
Yeah. But you don't know the specifics
of
that.
No, but it was in like the early 2000s, Like 2006, 2007, something like that.
But everyone should check it out.
Everyone should check it out.
It was a good run.
It's probably cheap on Comixology. As soon as they announce something like this, they'll be like, it's a 75% off.
That's true, yeah.
Eternal sale on Comixology. So maybe check that out.
That's not a bad thing that you've said, Mason.
Mm-hmm, correct, yes.
Still on bloody Marvel news, though. Yes. I think this is very interesting.
Oh, very interesting.
I think this kind of got brushed under with a whole bunch of other stuff that happened this week. But Variety is reporting that Disney is developing multiple limited series featuring characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, most notably Loki and Scarlet Witch.
Now, is that confirmed?
All the ones you don't have to CGI.
Are those two confirmed? Because of some of the articles I read, they were like characters that may include Loki and the Scarlet Witch.
No, it says
Witch.
They were listed as two of the shows in development.
Did you say Black Widow or Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch.
Okay, right.
And both Tom Hiddleston and Elizabeth Olsen are expected to reprise their roles. They've both done television as well. I know Hiddleston has. Elizabeth Olsen probably has as well.
Yeah.
The report also notes that the plans for rather limited series that will feature other Marvel heroes who haven't got their own movies. So yeah, that sounds great. You could do a Black Widow, though they're doing a movie. Like a Hawkeye series would be great.
Yep.
I think this is awesome news.
You know what's good about these as well? Is because all these actors, I feel, are way too charismatic for TV. And so you put them on TV, and suddenly it's like, bam.
Wow, they really pop.
They really pop on TV.
You're saying Jeremy Renner's too charismatic for TV?
Yes.
Wow, that's a high praise from you.
Thank you.
Jeremy Renner's dad.
Thank you, absolutely. Yeah, some would say it's nepotism that he's getting his own TV show because he's my son and I'm the son of Bob Iger, CEO of entertainment. But I say no, he got there on his own merits. He's done his dues, he's done a Bourne film like we all have.
That's right.
You know?
So... have you noticed, though, as I mentioned in passing, that none of these are like an Iron Man-esque character or a War Machine? Because
yep.
You'd have to CGI
everything. Yeah, exactly.
Like the Loki costumes, leather and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they won't do that. They probably will.
It's the new Loki limited series. He gets lost in a forest and he doesn't have any powers. What's he going to do? The forest outside England, near where Tom Hiddleston lives. Yeah. Is it a coincidence? Nah, it is.
Yeah. So I guess... maybe that means they're bringing Loki back, or it's a prequel.
Could be a prequel. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, did you say when these are scheduled to be released?
I don't know, but I'd imagine at least one of them will launch with the streaming service.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with you know, the Marvel Universe. You don't know. I guess the thing you'd have to set. I reckon Scarlet Witch has to be set after Avengers 4.
Yep, fair enough.
Because there hasn't been enough time.
Well, so she has to do her original accent then.
Yeah, that's true. She has to, she's segued out of the vague Eastern European accent.
Just like Halle Berry did for
exactly.
X-Men.
That's true. Because all you've really got is her pre-powers.
Yep.
Then Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was in a jail cell for a while, then Age of Ultron, then she's training with the Avengers, then Infinity War. There's a brief period of time when she's run away with the Vision.
Yeah.
But you can't put that in because you have to CGI the Vision.
No, he's Paul Bettany.
Oh, you're just making Paul Bettany. Yeah. That's true.
But do you want to see...
he's like, my circuit's broken. I can't change back to the Vision. Like the TARDIS. And people will be like,
You know, like the TARDIS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know that. Yes.
We get it. Yeah.
We understand that.
Okay. So you can just put Paul Bettany in.
Yeah.
You can have them on the run. Like, but even that, that's not a lot of time.
No, it's not. I think they went on the run. They were on holiday for like a week.
Okay, right. Never mind.
But sure, we can watch their weekend away or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But I think it will be a sequel.
Sure.
Well,
that means she's alive at the end of this.
Yes.
But Vision probably dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This, I think, is what I was hoping the Netflix stuff would do. Like, put a bunch of money into it.
Yeah.
And I think it felt like the Netflix one started that way and then kind of stagnated.
Do you think these series are going to be... do you think it's going to be one series... and it's an anthology, and like here's Scarlet Witch, and here's a Loki adventure, and here's a whatever. Like every week, it's a different thing.
Yeah, right.
Or do you think it's going to be a Loki series and a Scarlet Witch series?
I think they'll be separate parallel series.
And do you think
I would like odd pair ups though?
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be parallel? Do you think it'll be parallel times?
I don't know.
Because that would suggest that Loki comes back.
Yes.
How about this? Loki's reincarnated out on Earth. He's just a regular guy now.
He lives near a forest.
He's lost in that forest.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
He's got no sense of direction. See, that's the thing. Because he's magic, you can't rule him, even though he was choked to death. You can't rule out that they just bring him back. Because the gods are constantly coming back.
And maybe like, you know, like they did with the Master on Doctor Who, he just put himself in a, like another version of himself in an amulet or something.
Yeah, for sure, right.
And he's hidden somewhere or whatever, yeah.
I mean, you also can't rule out the fact that potentially he... swapped himself out before he got killed in Infinity War. He could have been mind controlling like just a regular Asgardian.
Yes.
Put the illusion over the top and then got that guy killed and then made a run for it. Yep. We don't know what his powers are like.
We'd never know.
I mean, we kind of do.
We have a rough idea.
He can make knives appear.
It's mostly holograms and
stuff. Mostly holograms and knives. Yeah,
yeah, great. Uh-huh. No, I think this is fantastic.
Do you want Hiddleston to be back?
Yes.
Do you want Loki to be back after Infinity War? Or would you rather he stayed dead?
There is a period in between Avengers and Thor, which might be interesting.
Avengers and Ragnarok?
No, sorry. Thor, the first Thor, and then the Avengers.
Right.
Where he falls off the Rainbow Bridge.
Yes.
And then the next time he turns up, he's working for Thanos.
Yeah, right, okay.
Or even maybe his time ruling Asgard as Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, right.
That could be.
So Loki falls through deep space for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Is the series.
There's the
implication.
Next time on Loki.
Ah!
No, I think there's a whole lot of stuff that's implied to have happened.
Yes.
In between where he falls in with Thanos and the Chitauri and whatever, which you might be able to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I was going to say, because you kind of know exactly where that's going to go.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to end with him getting the scepter and fighting Earth's Mightiest Heroes or whatever. But I guess you could put in there some tragedy.
Yeah.
You know, where he's like, well, maybe I'll change my ways and look at this. I'm going to fall in love and I'll settle down. And then tragedy happens and he's like, well, time to get a scepter and smash some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to get a scepter and smash some stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Last bit of news.
It's my family crest.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The Iger crest.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Get a scepter, smash some stuff.
Your son...
Yes,
Jeremy Renner has really stepped away
what's
from that.
What's his name? You're at his christening. You know his name.
There was also a Captain Marvel trailer this week.
Never heard of it.
I did a trailer breakdown.
You did two, actually.
I did two, yeah, because I had some more stuff to say. I should have also emphasized in that second one that I had a theory that she's a Skrull.
Uh-huh.
I should have said, I don't really think this. I just thought this might be a thing.
Uh-huh. Because you've gotten thousands of
When it doesn't happen, I'm going to get a lot of like...
Oh, a lot of, haha, you're wrong, you idiot.
I'm always wrong.
Yeah.
I'm constantly wrong.
We've never been right. When we watched Infinity War, I came out of that movie going, that was great, I really enjoyed it. But also like, oh, I got so many predictions wrong, I'm going to get so many tweets about this.
It's weird though when people are like, haha, you guessed it wrong. I'd rather guess it wrong.
I'd rather guess it wrong because otherwise I'm just going, okay, here's the part where this guy dies. Here's the part where the thing. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who the hell wants that, Mason?
Not me.
Not me either. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the trailer, though?
Looks great.
I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish you'd smile more, Mason. Fucking
that's
hell.
That's an odd criticism for people to make.
What a weird...
It's one of those ones where I'm like... Well, did you go back through all the other Marvel trailers or all the other superhero trailers and count the number of times everybody smiled in those?
I did.
Because it's zero times, yeah. I'm fairly confident.
It's probably just Tony Stark. Look at a Captain America trailer.
Yeah.
It's just him going, freedom at what cost?
You know, so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I better throw my shield.
Oh, I don't know, man. I just, like going through the comments of people talking about her, it's so bizarre. Like, there's a lot of like, this SJW C-bomb. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
She's just a person in a movie.
It's going to be the same as every other Marvel movie. It's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Except it's a woman, not a man. It's the same movie.
But I wish you'd smile more, Mason.
Yeah, right. It's a good point, actually.
Jesus Christ.
Because when I don't know whether my life is real or an illusion, and I've got these powers I don't understand and everybody's trying to kill me, I'm always singing a happy tune, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
I just think it's a... there's nothing about this that feels like it's taking a shot at men or anything right. like that. It's just...
If anything, there's a couple of shots at old ladies.
That's true, as there should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just think, why are you so wrapped up in this?
All right, let's break this down frame by frame.
Oh, God, I've done this twice.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay. Well, bearing in mind, I didn't watch those videos, so you're going to have to do it again.
Let's do it.
All right.
Anyway, number one, she should smile more. We both agree with that?
For sure, absolutely, yes.
Great.
Yeah.
What do you think of the
costume? It might never happen, lady. I'm all right.
What do you think of the costume?
I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks better. Obviously, it's going to look better on screen than it does on a movie set before they've tweaked it with CGI and whatever. It looks great. She's even got the helmet.
The
space helmet.
Didn't
People are wondering about
it.
That. Space helmet that gives her the faux mohawk situation, which looks great.
Mm.
I don't know if she keeps that for the the blue and red Captain Marvel suit.
I think that might be the same suit.
Yeah, right.
And it changes colours.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because I looked at... When you look at the comparison, it looks like it's got the same lines and...
Yeah, right, right.
So maybe it's a reboot.
Because that was when they did the Captain Marvel reboot, they gave her that helmet and nobody ever really knew what to do with it. And I think the helmet and the haircut.
Yeah.
So for the most part, she doesn't use that helmet. But
yeah.
I think maybe it's
Thor's helmet. Just chuck it in for one scene.
I think it might be one of those things where initially she wears it to survive in space and then eventually she just doesn't need it anymore.
I think she's underwater.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's probably eventually she's like, well, I don't need it because of cosmic power or whatever.
Yeah, right,
so,
yeah. What do you think is the deal with her powers?
What do you mean? Oh, right. What is the origin this time?
Yeah.
I think it'll be way more in line with the modern day version.
Okay.
But as to how, I cannot say. Do you think it's... I think the bigger question is this, is the... And I'm sure you've talked about it ad nauseum.
I would never.
Two videos. Has she been a human living in human society unaware that she has Kree DNA?
Yes.
Or is she... Was she human and then she's hit by some sort of Kree DNA sequencer and she becomes half Kree?
Well, the recent comic, did you see? With the new comic?
Yes.
Her mother's Kree or something. Yeah, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to... Yeah. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
Well, I was going to say, and is this... at what... Is it some sort of situation where she's being constantly abducted and trained? It might be one of those kind of situations.
Yeah, right.
Where she's, you know, she's constantly... She remembers a life on Earth and a life in Kree society. Maybe it's because she lives on Earth,
yeah,
and they abduct her, they train her up, they send her back.
Yeah.
Which I think is a trope, you know, a couple of... There's been a couple of comic book characters like that, like Azrael, who was the replacement Batman for a while. His
dude
deal
with the blonde mullet.
Yeah, the dude with the blonde mullet. His deal was that he was being trained by an ancient religious order, and what they would do since being a kid, and they would train him under hypnosis, so he was unaware that he had all the abilities.
Right.
And then when they needed him, they just... Like sleeper agent, they gave him the code
Bang.
And he was up
okay.
doing the martial arts. And the same with there was a character called Jack Hawksmoor in this series called The Authority, which was like it was a Warren Ellis series that was like the Avengers, but they're more violent.
Oh, good.
And he was constantly being abducted and like experimented on and like given more like cyborg abilities, and then they'd send him back.
And he didn't know.
Oh, he knew.
Oh.
But he just didn't know who was doing it.
Who was it?
People from the future.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, right? But I think that might be it. What's your theory about this?
My theory is that she gets abducted to space or taken to space after an explosion or accident. Or maybe it's intentional and she's working for the Kree, but the Kree are really the bad guys.
Yeah.
Because everybody on that team...
looks evil.
And is a villain from the comics.
It's true, right?
So, and I don't think Jude Law is Captain Marvel. I think he's Yon-Rogg.
Oh, the bad guy. Yeah. Man, Captain Marvel's arch nemesis, right?
Or he could be an amalgamation of maybe the original Captain Marvel sucks, and he is the original Captain Marvel.
Yeah, what do you base that on? Because we only see him for like a second, right?
Because I think nobody has said he's Captain Marvel. Marvel have never said he's listed as that in a few places, but Marvel have never said officially that he's Captain. They say he's a mentor and he's a Kree fanatic and whatever.
Right? Okay, interesting.
And he's friends with Ronan, and
so I
just think.
Well, he might be. Maybe he's like a deadbeat dad kind of situation.
It could be.
Like he is Captain Marvel, but he's just been terrible at it.
He sucks at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
because we don't. I mean, you don't have to have a Captain Marvel in this. It doesn't matter.
No. And I thought also maybe there's a possibility that there is no original Captain Marvel in this version.
She's the first one. Yeah.
And maybe like we talked about in that video, where we talk about her origin. Maybe this version is a Skrull with the memories of Carol Danvers, who's been kidnapped and brainwashed by the Kree to fight the Skrulls.
Right, okay.
Or maybe, but I don't think this is as simple. I don't think she's as simple as the Kree are good and the Skrulls are bad. I think some of the Skrulls might be good as they are.
I agree, I think that's probably true. So, but wouldn't that mean that by the end of this movie, we have a Kree character who's actually a Skrull?
Yes.
Huh.
Which I think would be interesting.
I don't know. I think that gives a... Also, we don't see what the Skrulls can do at all.
Yeah.
We see what they look like.
Well, they can shapeshift, obviously, because she punches that woman in the head.
Now, somebody pointed out, I don't know if this is true, is that also Brie Larson?
Who's getting punched.
As the old lady.
Some
people have said,
so.
I don't know if this is confirmed or not, but a lot of people I think on our Planet Broadcasting group, people went, that's Brie Larson.
Really?
In old lady makeup, she's punching herself.
I thought it just looked like an old lady.
Same, but there you go.
Maybe it is.
I don't know if that is true or not true.
Yeah.
But I mean, that could be a case of, that could lend credence to the idea that there's two of them. One's a Skrull and one isn't.
Yeah, right.
It could also be because if she's being abducted, then that wouldn't account for how old that lady is.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a Skrull.
Yeah,
punching an old lady.
What I thought was great about that is if you don't know anything about this stuff, what a weird thing to put in a
so
trailer.
So good. That I enjoyed that a lot.
Because it gets people talking, though.
Yes, for sure.
I think it's great.
If that is Brie Larson playing that old lady, I feel it could be something along the lines of like she's chasing the Skrulls, she's after them, and that's a Skrull going, hey, if you give up this life, you could grow up to be an old lady
just
and everything's
like
cool. Just leave this. Just get out of here. Stop worrying about us, and here's your future.
Here's
just
me.
Cool old lady kind of thing.
I think it's someone she chases onto the train and they do a quick change.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Imagine if in the Captain America trailer, though, he punched an old woman.
That'd be so good. I would love it.
They'd never do it.
No, that's true.
Yeah. They don't have the balls.
Iron Man would definitely punch an old
he
lady.
He would,
though,
yeah.
And everybody would cheer.
But she's probably not a Skrull. She's probably still Kree or part Kree.
I don't think it'd be weird to add an additional layer of...
Mm.
Okay, well, she's Kree, but she's also a Skrull.
Yeah.
That's too many. There's too many layers.
But Captain Marvel has been a Skrull.
I guess that's
one
true,
version
yeah.
of it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I can't wait for people to tell me that I'm wrong.
Yep. But also, we also don't know what else the Skrulls can do in this universe.
Yeah.
I guess we know they can shapeshift. Can they share memory? Like, it could be a case of, like... Can they share music?
Do they use file sharing service? Kazaa. Napster.
LimeWire.
Winnex. That's not one, is it?
Windex?
Yeah.
Do they use Windex?
They probably
How
would.
Are their windscreens so clear?
Get your streaks out.
Windex.
Mm.
Can they share memory? So it might be a case of, like, she has some memories of that because there's a Skrull living her life on Earth
while
she's away. And then maybe they, by the end, the Skrull gives her all those memories, so she has the full set of memories.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
You don't know, do you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no way of knowing.
What do you think of the Fury de-aging?
Looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good.
Actually, I see that's the thing because I don't think. I mean, if I saw old young and old Sam Jackson side by side, I'm sure I would notice it.
Yeah,
but he's never struck me as that old, so it doesn't really. But young Coulson, I don't know that.
I don't think they've done anything.
I think they have. I think
they've
smoothed him out a bit.
Hair.
I thought that was much better. I think he looked a lot, not much better.
I need to see more of
but
that.
But I think they've made him noticeably younger. In
okay,
that. Yeah,
they've definitely.
I mean, you haven't seen him since. He was killed in the Avengers.
That's true. I haven't. Can't wait to see him again.
That being said, though, he looks younger in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. than he does in the Avengers movies.
Yeah, right.
In Avengers, because oftentimes they've taken him out of the suit and he's in like cool casual.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in like Black Ops gear or whatever.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
He just looks
yeah.
like cool, young, and fresh.
He's got a robot hand.
Yeah, he's got
whatever.
A robot hand. Yeah.
He's trim, right?
Yeah.
Has he got abs?
I haven't seen his abs.
Do you reckon he's got abs?
Probably. No, I don't think he does.
Not even dad abs?
I don't think dabs? He's got dad abs. I don't think he's got dabs.
Okay. Yeah, the Sam Jackson, though, there is a little bit of footage of him. It's in my second video I did, where you see him before he's de-aged.
Right.
And there is a difference.
Okay.
Like, they've done, there's quite a big difference. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think he loses the eye in this movie?
Yes. Here's the thing, though.
Yes.
There's an image of him with a scar above his eye, and I was like, oh, that's a fake out. Because there's also another image with a Skrull on the table and he's holding his eye.
Yeah, right.
So maybe that's just a scar. And then later he loses his eye.
You see, in that scene, it's kind of far off.
Yeah.
Is the man with the gun, is that him? Like a big rifle?
Yeah, that's him. Right? And that's it looks like it's Mendo there as well.
Right.
But also, as a lot of people pointed out, which I then mentioned in the video, they could just CGI that eye right off him.
They sure could,
like they do for all the trailers. There's so many fake outs in these trailers.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Would they do it again?
Yes.
Bearing in mind... they did it for Thor, so it's kind of an old trick at this point.
Yeah.
Plus, we already know he's going to lose an eye at some point. It's not that much of a surprise.
I think that's
it isn't. I reckon this isn't a fake out.
Okay, I don't think it's hard to put an eye patch on someone.
That's
but
true.
I guess the other thing, it doesn't have because there's a whole lot of other scarring around that.
Yeah, right.
But they could easily put that on.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you think it's Mendo who pulls his? Because
I thought that initially.
I can't remember. Was it? Is it? Is it Captain America: Winter Soldier where he says the last time I trusted somebody, I lost an eye? Do you think it's Mendo?
Yes, but I think maybe they won't make it that obvious.
Yeah, right.
Because also Mendo's his boss at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, right,
S.H.I.E.L.D.
okay.
guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's his dad. So, yeah.
Gotta trust your dad.
You gotta trust your dad.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be a situation where he keeps the eye for the whole movie and then he's like, oh, now this is finally over. I can finally scratch that itch.
Maybe, yes.
Just push his whole hand through his eye. Just tears it out.
Did you see the clip I made of
him pushing his own eye out?
No, yeah, somebody else pushing his eye. Yes. People hate that.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
I like shuddered when I made it. I was like, ugh. Putting this up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a cat in the bloody poster. A cat, Chewie.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, which is like a space cat that Rocket tries to kill at one point.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Mm, absolutely. She should smile more. But the other thing is, what was I going to say? So it's the 90s. Yes. I thought showing Blockbuster was a really good way.
I think that was funny.
Instead of being, because people are like, it's a bit obvious, isn't it? Yeah, it is, but it's supposed to be.
And that's a fun reference.
And it's better than going, the 90s.
Yeah. What were they going to do? Have a crash? What they could have done is have a crash through like a store, like a front of an electronics store, and Friends is playing.
Sure. Could have been a rerun.
And she looks up and she cuts her hair. Yes. Just, she's got the racial.
What they should have done,
yes.
She should have crashed through the ceiling of the vanilla ice wrap from Ninja Turtles 2.
Yes.
Then we would have known for sure.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh. That'd be good stuff.
It's 95 as well.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Perfect.
No, I mean, sorry, the movie is, because there's, that's Blockbuster sign was changed in 96 from Blockbuster and video to Blockbuster Entertainment. And there's a train line that you see a picture of, which opened in 95. So it's...
Right.
So
okay.
You can tell from, there's hints in the trailer.
That's
it's all in my video where you can know when it's from.
I also liked, and I don't know if this is deliberate or not, but when she gets up out in the Blockbuster, there's a sign that says action. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Remember those days?
That's cool.
Do you miss those stores?
Not really.
Neither.
Yeah. Mm. Have to go down to one, look
we
around.
We used to do that all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you miss it.
No, I don't. I like
what? But we used to go down all the time.
We used to go down all the time.
Fun, right.
We did used to go down.
Friends having fun.
We'd usually just rent Equilibrium.
Yeah, that's true. Oh.
I really don't miss it. And I'm glad they're out of business because fuck them. They should have moved with the times and they didn't.
Yeah,
they
blew
it. Do you know Netflix came to them with the opportunity of a streaming service and they turned it down? They went, that's not the future.
Wow.
The future is us ruining our business. So wow. Netflix went, okay, well, we'll make it. And they did.
We never got Netflix when it was original Netflix, where they would send you a DVD.
Yeah.
And then you would keep it as long as you wanted, and then you would send it back.
Not a bad idea. Yeah. For that era.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Now that's a terrible idea.
So bad.
Yeah.
What else happens in this trailer? Anything else?
What else we got here? I don't know, man. It's just a bunch of explosions and fighter jet pilots. And what's real? She's being brainwashed at some point, it looks like. She's in a trap or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you think... She doesn't realize she's human because they've kind of bloody knocked it out of her, or that she's not human.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Did she's like, I think I'm from here. I've got this Rachel haircut.
That's true.
I mean, I could smile more.
That's,
but where
couldn't
am I
we
from?
All, you know? Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I would rather it all be real, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I think it would make more sense. I think it would make more sense if she was a fighter pilot up until a certain point. She was abducted.
Mm.
Then they go, okay... No, you've been Kree this whole... Maybe they implant some false memories in her when she's in space, and they're like, no, you've always been a Kree. Maybe that's the revelation, is she unlocks the real memories of her being on Earth.
Why are some Kree blue and some aren't?
Don't know.
What's his name? Ronan's blue, but Korath isn't, and Jude Law isn't,
Brie
Larson isn't, but there's other people on the team that are.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
What am I supposed to do?
You know what it is, probably?
Mm.
You probably turn blue if you smile more.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Is that why I'm not blue?
That's true, yeah, because you're a sad
sack. I
can't
even smile, can I?
Yeah.
How's this?
No, that's not working at all. That's yuck. You've made a yuck face there.
I don't know, we should probably move on.
Okay, cool.
There's plenty of bloody... If you want some trailers, some videos on it, there's 100 on my channel.
Nice.
And I'll probably have to make 100 more. Before, but I really like this trailer, and I think there's a lot of interesting stuff in it.
What do you think about the effects, just generally, like the blasting, the lasers?
Yeah, it comes out of her hand, doesn't it?
Pretty good.
There's no indication in this that she's stronger than anybody and a lot of other superheroes, so we're gonna have to see that until she fires up all her powers and whatever. So she really goes full bloody Goku or whatever. You know Goku? Yeah,
sort of.
Dragon Ball Z.
Is that still going?
Yeah, though I think there's one more movie and then they're stopping it for a while or something. Yeah, yeah, because the new series. I haven't watched any of it. Apparently
they're doing it how Star Wars should be doing it. One more movie and then take a break.
You think they should take a break from Star Wars?
Yes.
Okay. It's a bold whatever. Man, I'm glad we didn't do Superhero Showdown because we're a long way into this. That's a good call. You know what it's time for then?
What's it time for?
What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'm doing a thing.
What are we reading today? What would you read if you could read?
If I could,
you can.
If I could read,
Batman, look at his desk.
I was going to say I might buy Batman. Look, $7, bloody hell.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's Batman's dick. And if you say the art's as good as you
it is
say,
really good, yeah.
Then I'll probably work. I've got to finish off Iron Fist. Hang on, I'll check my notes.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that,
yes.
The new issue of Mr. Miracle is great.
I'm behind. I've written it down, Mr. Miracle.
Good, good.
Got to up to, get a,
with
get
what
up
pen
to
did you write it down with?
Blue pen.
But where was that pen?
It's not here, certainly. It's
Isn't
in the car, I think.
A funny old tale.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I can't recommend Mr. Miracle enough.
That's a good, it's very so good. Good series.
Yeah.
Tom King,
mm.
Whoever does the art is great.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to read Wolverine the Long Night, which is a podcast. It's a like a serial.
You're going to get somebody to write it out in
yes,
a long form text.
And I'm going
to
read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that a pay? Do you have to pay for that?
Hang on, I'll just double check. It was on Stitcher Premium for a while.
Okay.
I believe at least the first two episodes are on Spotify. I'm just going to check right now.
A lot of people have been mentioning that, being
yeah.
like, are you going to
check? I hear that's very good, and I love a good radio serial.
And Richard Armitage is Wolverine, is that right?
Yes.
Who's bloody, what's his name or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes?
Hang on. Wolverine the Long Night. The first three chapters are on... yeah, it looks like they're releasing all the episodes sequentially on Spotify.
Okay, right.
So there were two up as of last week, and they put up episode 3 on Wednesday. Yeah.
Very good.
Also, if you listen, if you'd like another podcast to listen to, I started listening to my friends, comedians Becky Lucas and Cameron James.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron James, you would know from Total Reboot. And the Blank Slate Movie Podcast and Mike Check, the podcast
yes, yes.
all about the works of Mike Myers.
He does so many podcasts.
And Becky Lucas, you would know from stand-up comedy. They, from time to time, will just do like a thing where they just kind of riff on stage.
Yeah.
And they're like best friends and like just a good comedy riffers. And they have a podcast called A Bit of This and A Bit of That,
oh, very
which is on
good.
iTunes and Spotify.
Okay.
I listened to one on the way here. It's very funny. And it's just very loose. Them just having a bit of a bloody riff.
Very loose, very goose?
Yeah, very very loose and goose. Yeah,
that's
it's good.
That's good to hear, yeah.
It's very, very cool. So
I've just seen here there's going to be, by the time this comes out, there's going to be a Bumblebee trailer, which we would have missed.
Yeah, I've seen some little... Somebody put up in our Planet Broadcasting group
yeah.
some alleged leaked stills from that,
yeah.
like before it came out. And there's one of like a cartoon-accurate sound wave.
Right,
like
okay.
He looks exactly like he does in the...
That's what I want to hear, mate.
Yeah, right. Hang on, look, might it be up now?
No, it's not up now. It's
Never mind, then.
It'll be up tomorrow, so...
Okay.
Well, today, nice. Everybody's watching... However you consume this, maybe you're reading it, like Mason reads...
The Wolverine the Long Night. Maybe every time it comes out, you go to Airtasker and you get somebody to transcribe it for $5, and then you read it.
That's right.
On the way to work in your car.
Yeah. Is that all for what we're reading?
I think so. So yeah, a bit of this and a bit of that is the podcast.
Okay.
And also Wolverine.
And also,
you've heard of him before.
Yep. He's got hot claws now.
Is he still got the hot claws?
I don't know. I didn't read it. Was it
Return of Wolverine.
Yeah, he's back, but he's got hot claws. Or he's coming back and he's got hot claws.
Again, that explains how he got out of the adamantium Easter Bunny, whatever he was in. You know, he's in like that
he's in an Easter
adamantium
Bunny.
Shell.
I know
Bunny
what he's
situation.
In,
Mason. Yeah.
You don't need to tell me twice.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What do we got here? The next segment.
But what are you reading?
I told you, Mr. Miracle, and I read Batman.
Oh,
look
yeah, cool.
at his dick.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, remind me later in the week. Just send me a text that says Batman's dick, and I'll remember to download it.
Well, I can send you. Do you want the actual picture? Because I can send.
No, no spoilers.
Really? All right, fair enough.
All right, cool. Good stuff. All right, letters, I guess.
The classic one was letters. Oh, letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
Hang on, they're here right now. We're gonna do letters.
Not only are they not only a day away, they're right now.
Right now.
Whatever that theme song says.
Letters.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You can also shoot a Gmail or email over to mason@weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You should go first.
This is from Charlie Newman. Holy crap. Did you hear they're making a live action Avatar The Last Airbender series for Netflix? Yes, I did. But I put it in the letters segment because then there would have been more news and less letters. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I get you. Yeah.
Whatever I've done here, that's
yeah,
what I've
right.
done.
Yeah, right. Okay. Have you watched Avatar The Last Airbender?
I have not because I've heard
also
it is terrible. And if I will watch... Oh, the movie. Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do want to watch the animation because it's also the team who did Voltron and Voltron's great.
Right,
and okay. People have said nothing but good things about that series.
Can I get it on Netflix or something?
Good question.
Who knows? Yep. Hmm.
You can get it on Netflix or something. Yes.
Terrific.
Definitively,
there's
yes.
There's definitely a way to watch it, I would imagine.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is that... But I think, yeah, you should definitely have another crack at that because people hate that movie.
Yes.
And apparently it's very terrible and doesn't do the source material justice and whatever. Mm. And it is a long-form storytelling and trying to compress that into... You know, an yeah. hour and a half.
Is, so are people who are big fans of Avatar, the cartoon,
mm.
are they excited for a live action version or are they just like, we got it as a...
No, I think people are.
We got the animation, it's yeah. fine. We
it's
don't
also
need
because
it's,
Avatar's done. Like that, and then they did a sequel series which was set in the future.
Legend of Korra.
And then, yeah, and then that's mm. done or whatever that's up to.
Right.
I think it's done, yeah. Mm. So no, I think people are on board.
Okay.
Especially because Netflix generally, but mm-hmm. sometimes don't, make good things. Unless they don't. Which sometimes they do. Mm-hmm. Or don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real mixed bag. We should pitch something to Netflix.
What should we call it?
A real mixed bag. It should be called a real mixed bag, no promises.
Excellent. You put your hand in, you might get an apple.
Yep.
You might get a fistful of broken glass.
You might get
a mixed bag.
You might get a strawberry with a needle in it.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag.
It's very Australian.
It is.
This is from Mitch. Seeing as Captain Marvel is set in the past, do you reckon there'll be any appearances of past heroes? For example, Hank Pym, Ant-Man, Goliath, Winter Soldier working for Hydra, any of those things? What do you reckon?
I don't think any of those guys necessarily, but yeah. I think we might see some Thanos, some bloody, some Robert Redford.
Some Thanos, did you say?
Yeah, he could be.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess that's true. Could yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, they probably won't show him.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel do occasionally throw you a curveball. Like, we did get the Falcon in the first Ant-Man movie. That was sort of out of nowhere. We didn't know that was coming.
The Falcon?
Yeah, in the first Ant-Man movie.
Which one's the Falcon? Oh, right, yeah, sorry.
Remember
which one's the Falcon?
He's thinking to the Avengers base, and he thinks it's unmanned, but then the Falcon's
that's right,
there.
The Falcon's there.
That's cool.
Just he was locking up for the night.
He's just locking up for the night, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I think they don't want anything to steal focus from this.
Yeah.
She's going to get some help from what's-his-face and what's-her-face, and this person's going to show up. I don't know, I feel like that would take away from the origin of this character a little bit.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. And I also think, like, I was going to say Goliath isn't a big enough character. He certainly is a big enough character. But also, based on... thank you, James. Thank you. It's pretty good. There's that one smile. There we go. You're turning blue as we speak. Based on what he said in Ant-Man and the Wasp, he never even got that tall.
No, so what's 16 feet or whatever
16 feet.
It was,
who cares?
Yeah, shut up.
Who cares, Goliath, mate?
Shut up, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, Hank Pym Ant-Man, though?
Yeah, maybe. He was out of S.H.I.E.L.D. by then, but maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, because I mentioned this in video, like young Tony Stark's around.
That's true.
Peggy Carter's alive.
Yeah.
Peggy Carter's actually there's a fairly good chance of that.
Well, she was in Ant-Man, yeah. Right? And she was in...
That was 91.
Yeah,
she
started
at Ant-Man, yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Well, I would like to see that.
I wouldn't.
Wow.
No, I would actually. I like Peggy Carter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Who else was around in the 90s?
In general? Happy Hogan?
Yeah.
You can get a Pulp Fiction. So we saw the 90s in Iron Man 3, remember?
We saw 99, I think, yeah.
Which doesn't really count because The Matrix came out and everybody knows that's the kicking off point for...
The 21st century.
21st century, yes.
Yeah, that's so true.
It really is, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, who did we get who was already established in... Like, what characters have we had in the Marvel Universe that were already supposed to be kicking around by the 90s?
Fantastic Four could be there.
Could be there,
they won't do that.
No, they absolutely not.
Mm. My money's on Peggy Carter.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Mm.
But I don't know. Yeah. Do you know?
We could get Robert Redford again.
Yes, I said that.
Because he unretired.
Yes.
Yes.
He did unretire. Yeah. Yeah, I said in the video that he retired, but now he's unretired.
Good, good.
Yeah, I like Robert Redford. I want to see that movie, that new one of his. Apparently it's very good.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one is that?
The Old Man and the Gun. It's just a guy who in the 60s just goes around robbing a bank. Just goes, give me your money.
Is it called An Old Man and a Gun?
The Old Man and the Gun, yeah.
Great, that's cool.
Because you could rob a bank in the 60s by just walking up and being like...
Money, please.
Now it's like you get, you know, there's a shotgun under the desk and the whole wall comes up and, yeah. And all your family are murdered.
Yeah.
At the same time.
So yeah. If you're a teller,
yeah.
Fire the gun before the wall comes up. Because otherwise you've wasted your chance to fire a gun.
You look like an idiot.
Look like a real idiot. I think Peggy Carter's probably...
Yeah. But I would love a surprise. We might get some space surprises, like some Yondu or whatever.
Yes. So, young Peter Quill.
Well, they could do young Peter Quill, yeah, because kid Peter Quill he got kidnapped in the 80s, so that kid who plays him would be the right age for him to show up. And you see a little bit of older kid Peter Quill in the Guardians 2 montage with him and Yondu growing up. Mm-hmm. You see him for like a fraction of a second.
Oh, it'd be nice to have Michael Rooker back.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Okay. Okay. You can have Peggy Carter. I'll have Yondu.
All right.
Mm-hmm, nice.
This is from unimaginative username who says, "What? Who do you think will be leading Wakanda in Avengers 4? Reports have said that the reshoots had a lot more Wakanda to the film, so I'm sure we'll find out. My guess would be Shuri, but M'Baku would be another candidate."
I would say M'Baku.
Yeah.
Because he got close. He got close to winning the leadership challenge. Has he? Wait.
Do they got to do another leadership challenge because the king turned to ash?
He has to fight the ash.
Oh, no.
He has to fight the urn. He throws it over the throws it over the waterfall. And everybody's like, yeah.
I guess
you won. Oh, no.
Yeah. Because Shuri, I think, well, she might become the Black Panther at one point.
Yep.
But I think it's just going to be a temporary council of people who are left. I don't think it's going to be this person is definitively king. I think they're going to be like...
interim king.
Let's sort out... No, yeah. Or not even. I think it'll be a few people who are being like, well, we're all kind of in charge until we figure out...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, there was that... there's that council.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine the council will take over. And also, like, half the world is dead. It's not like they're going to suffer an invasion of Wakanda or something like that. So it's probably just like, we don't need a king. We don't need bold leadership from the king right now to defend our homeland. It's just like... Let's try and figure this out.
Just all band together and figure it out.
Shuri's still alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, we didn't see her turn to ash. So I think they've said that she is.
Yeah, the Russo brothers, I think, went out and said, okay, here's the people who are dead and here's the people who are alive. So yeah.
Apparently Gallagher guy's dead, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, Gallagher. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
Good.
And the comedian Gallagher.
Oh,
also dead,
no.
Yeah. I know, right?
All right, is that the show?
I think that's the show.
Wrap us up, Mason.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for getting us over the mark, $40,000 plus.
Yeah.
On bloody Care Australia campaign.
It's really cool.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Not
who
me.
Who knew we could do that, eh?
And we'll never know again.
No, we'll do it next year.
All right, then.
Cool, then. Let's see. If you want to get a hold of us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter. On Bandcamp, we've got our audio commentaries. We'll do a Justice League one very soon, I would imagine. It's on Netflix, so it's easy to get to.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group if you want to join some conversations on there.
You think you're cool? You think you can handle it in there?
Think
you can hack it?
Probably can. It's quite civil in there.
It's quite
really
nice.
Civil.
Yeah.
It's very nice in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com, which has all the details about all the Planet Broadcasting shows.
Ooh, what just happened?
I just got a little choked up about it.
Yes.
Because there's so many shows.
There are so many shows.
They're just bloody just squirting them out week after week. you can also sign up to our newsletter there.
Yep.
Get that in your email inbox every week.
Get it up your face.
So much info in there.
There's too much.
From the great Rob Collings.
Also, big shout out to Rob Collings because he's really pushing the charity campaign online as well.
That's true,
like,
yes, yeah.
With the retweets and also fielding questions for people who were worried about, who didn't get the email necessarily and all that kind of stuff.
But you're getting it.
You're getting it.
You're bloody getting it, all right.
It, yeah.
Let's see. You can follow me on Twitter at Wikipedia Brown.
On Twitter.
And you can also follow me on Instagram at Nick Maso, but it's you're fine. Just search me on...
Guess who got Mr. Sunday Movies on Instagram.
I saw that.
Instagram.
Mr. Sunday, how did you do that? Did you
it
negotiate
was just
it?
Free and I swapped.
Oh, what?
I don't know what happened.
Did the guy just delete it?
He must have.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a wild ride though for him.
Yeah, right.
So now it's mine,
yeah.
I guess, forever. Also, nice. I didn't know you could change your Instagram so easily, but you can.
Oh, you can do it, all right.
Also, you can follow Claire, my wife, on Twitter, at Claire Tonti, because she just posted a picture of the podcast dog when she was a pup.
Nice.
A little bloody
dog. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do we do? If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Chuck in a buck.
Chuck in a buck if you feel like, if you're not bloody... If you haven't... just exhausted your incredible generosity by donating $40,000 to the Care Australia campaign.
Give us more of your money.
Give us more of your money. Just chuck it a buck. Just $1.
Just $1.
Or you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. What can I buy this week through Amazon?
Something hilarious that ties into whatever we talked about this week. Mary Poppins. That's a good one, isn't it?
You could buy a life-size Mary Poppins doll.
You could get a 3D print of Batman's dick.
On a cushion. Get it on a cushion.
Yeah.
Oh, just get it on some throw pillows. Put them on your couch.
Please.
Interesting conversation piece.
That's right.
Peace.
Very
it's
good.
It's a real
Mason.
Peace. You know,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking
about.
I know
what you mean. I know.
Also, what else? We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Just search for Weekly Planet.
Also, we might be doing a show at PAX with Andrew Levins.
Oh, yeah.
I should have mentioned that up top. We'll mention it next week again.
Get some tickets to PAX.
That's on the Sunday, the 27th of October, where we're going to be talking about... We're going to video game topic that people might be interested in.
Yeah.
And can probably guess. So, yeah. You have to buy a PAX
Dicks
ticket.
Dicks in video games.
That's right. So... We don't get paid for that. No, I'm just saying. So you don't buy it through us. You got to get a PAX ticket
if you want
to go. I mean, I would never go because it seems like a nightmare. But if you want to go, you can because we'll be there. Hopefully not on the stage at the same time as people who are more famous than us because no one will show up.
Yeah.
People will want to watch whoever's famous. Mr. Fortnite Ninja. You know him?
Mr. Fortnite Ninja.
That's his name. This is a guy who's the best.
I'd watch based on name only. I would watch that guy. Okay, he sounds exciting.
The guy who's only a ninja every fortnight.
Yeah, I guess.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Great.
It's the weirdest werewolf ever. He's a ninja every. He's not even every month. Yeah. Wow. Bi-weekly.
We had a discussion about what does bi-weekly mean. And now we know. This is before the show.
Yes.
I'm glad we left this in.
Me too.
What else? Is that it?
I think that's about it. Let's see. Thanks you to the Brute.
PAX Melbourne.
PAX Melbourne.
Say.
Yeah, not any of the other ones.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our theme musics.
Yeah.
And I always forget something, but that's all right.
We still think Venom's going to be shit.
Do we?
Yeah.
Wow. That's out next week? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can repeat that next week.
We will. All right, guys. Yes. Thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.